continuing patience during this transitional
zombie apocalypse.
Your satisfaction is very important to us.
And welcome to Nameless Review 20, I'm guessing. I am not good with remembering the numbers for the show for some reason.
You don't know the number of your own show?
I think it's 20. Every time I put it up, I'm always off by one digit.
The last one on the site is 18.
Then I hope I didn't forget to post last week's.
Well, let's just look and see what's in the queue here. Fantastic radio as we listen to Morps work the frickin' Explorer window.
Yep. Oh, yeah, we're on 20. And not posted. Yay, I'm good at this. So, hopefully, if this is gets posted tomorrow, so will 19.
So, in case you haven't figured it out, we're just doing an old school classic Nameless Review 7 with BSV reviewing games and me making fun of them, I guess. I don't know. I mean... Or drunk. Drunk could be good. I'd like to remind the audience that I'm currently in quite a lot of pain. So...
Yeah. Catching sharp, heavy objects tends not to be a good choice of action.
Yeah, I racked myself up pretty good yesterday, so... But I don't think the server broke when I caught it. My hand, on the other hand. Anyways,
But your hand's not important.
It'll heal, right?
Probably be doing a short show today. I have been playing games review, but I still need to play more of the games.
What, you don't want to come off half-cocked? Because I hear there's surgery to fix that.
Yeah. Let's go back to the show. I did pick up Borderlands 2 and have been playing that. From so far what I've played, they definitely improved the general gameplay of it while keeping the pretty much tongue-in-cheek comedy of the first one.
Did they do like the Duke Nukem games and start amping up the comedy so much it wasn't even funny anymore? I mean, it's like, wow, you're just trying too hard? Because that seems to be a problem with a lot of sequels.
It doesn't seem any more crazy than the last one.
Okay, well, you see, I'm going to take your review to heart here because I may or may not buy the game in the next week or so. I hate buying them the moment they come out. I like to give them a couple of weeks. One, to get the initial bug fix out. And two, I've learned my lesson with MMOs, so...
Yeah, I normally try to wait, but I figured I would break down anyways for Borderlands 2.
Well, and it doesn't help waiting until the next pay cycle, too, you know.
Having the money do that always is a good choice.
It's not so much having the money, it's just feeling okay about spending it. It's like, I could buy Borderlands,
or I could you eat.
Not quite that severe, but you can see it from there.
But don't worry, you'll always have enough money to get the beer.
Well, it's America, right? So, I mean, you can always just go down to the food bank or beg. So.
Back to Borderlands 2. On this one, they've redid really put in all new classes. They're, for the main part, generally the same, just slightly different. They have Zero the Assassin, which, from what I can tell, he kind of puts up a holographic clone image of himself in stealths.
So is Zero the new Mordecai then?
Yeah. I haven't played that class or seen somebody play it yet, so...
So what class have you been playing?
I've been playing the what is it, Siren again, pretty much. Ah. I like the supernatural powers.
Well, I don't blame you. You know, if you got to stare at a pixelated ass for hours on end, I wouldn't, you know.
But, yeah. Pretty much her powers can phase lock characters, where pretty much levitate them and hold them in place. Makes them easy targets to hit. There's the Gunzerker,
I think is what they were calling him.
Yeah.
He's like a midget from the first game, isn't he?
No, he's a big guy. He's like brick size.
Oh. Okay.
Pretty much his ability, he can dual wield guns. But I don't know if it's just temporary or how that works. Sounds interesting. Then the last class, the pretty much soldier or commander, I think he is on this one, is pretty much you can put down a turret again. And on this one, you can upgrade it. I think you can get to like rockets and all that at the end. Did sound neat.
Cool.
And unfortunately, oh, there's an actually in this one. I think it's next month it's coming out, but they are adding a new fifth class called the Mechromancer. Pretty much cyber girl who summons giant death robot.
Wait. Did you say Mechromancer?
Yes.
That's actually a really cool concept. I like that. So is it a DLC pack or is it just an update?
If you pre-ordered it, it's free. Otherwise, it's DLC.
I hate that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand they're trying to get their pre-order numbers up, but it's like, what if your game sucks? I want to let somebody else spend their money first and then, I don't know.
Yeah. Again, I don't know too much more about it other than it sounds like it's going to be sometime October.
I gotcha.
Hopefully it's not too much of it.
I gotcha. How's the gameplay? I mean, is it still level-based first-person shooter, essentially?
Yeah, all the basic mechanics are still the same.
The like rocks... So the big flying, what are they, rocks or whatever they are? Still, yeah. Suck balls.
And the skeg. But they also have a lot more for new enemies. There's, I can't remember the name, they're pretty much Arctic four-armed gorillas.
Wait, did you say Arctic four-armed gorillas?
Yes, as in they prefer cold temperatures.
On a desert planet?
There is an Arctic area. Oh. They do have more environments now.
Oh, so as opposed to sand and rock and mineshaft, you now have sand, rock, mineshaft, and ice area. Nice. Well, no, there was an ice area in the first game, now that I think back on it.
There was?
Yeah, no, it was part of the final level. You were up real high in a mountain.
Oh. Yeah. But, yeah. So, the environments are slightly varied since they also kind of blend the area of where it goes from Arctic to desert, so it isn't just, oh, you go to the new area and now it's just desert. See here. There's also odd bugs that will mutate into larger bugs if you don't kill them. And for humanoid ones, they have odd mutant people that have gas masks and... Looks like mutant underground people.
Alright, so you got your Morlocks.
That sounds right. And again, I think I'm only about halfway through. Oh yeah, there's also, other than the Jack's robot army, which is always a pain, there's... don't really know how to describe them. They're kind of grounded, bat-like creatures that cloak.
Okay.
That are really annoying. But, see, as for the gameplay itself, again, most of it's the same. You first-person shooter, you level up, find better guns to shoot enemies.
So it's a little slow to get going, but once you get going, you get to just start tearing through shit?
Yeah, if you...
Cool.
Oh, it's just a matter of if you find a really good gun to begin with.
Yeah, that was always something I enjoyed in the first games. You found that really just badass gun that just let you tear through everything.
Then about 10 levels later, you feel less powerful.
Yeah.
Why is my gun not doing anything?
It's like, well, I guess it's time to find a new one. And,
but one thing that I've noticed in the first one, if you're shooting something, they don't really, at least I don't remember them reacting too much to being shot.
You'd trigger them if they weren't already triggered, other than that.
Oh, yeah. But on this one, people actually react somewhat. Like, if you hit them hard.
So like, if you shoot them in the knee, they're going to grab it and make a bad Skyrim joke.
There is a civilian that did make a Skyrim joke. I tried to kill them, but I couldn't. But, let's say if somebody's severely wounded, they are actually kind of
connected. Lost.
We can trade out some potions if you want for it, or I can pay you. Or some elixirs, or flask.
Error. You were moved.
Okay, we're back.
Sorry for whatever was going on in the other channel.
That was like the first time I've ever seen that happen.
Yeah, I might have to check the settings, because...
Yeah, I've never seen that happen before. Oh, well, You had described the gameplay of Borderlands and the fact that the humor in it was still roughly analogous to the first one.
I think I was talking about people reacting to being shot.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you have a psycho running at you. If you hit them with a hard shotgun blast, they'll actually either fall down or kind of pause for a moment. So, and also, if somebody's almost dead, they'll actually act like it. Like, they'll... pretty much kind of just slowly move and...
limp around, try to get away, shit like that. Cool.
Like those four-armed gorillas I was talking about.
Yep.
When they're badly wounded, they pretty much drag themselves towards you with their top two arms.
So, overall, what do you think? Well, I'd say I know the game is 60, so what's your score on it so far?
So far, as long as it stays what it is, I'd give it a solid 50.
50, I'd say, well, that's pretty good.
Again, I liked the first one a lot. It's pretty much the same thing, just more polished.
Cool.
I think that's pretty much all I can go into, other than, yeah, they added even auto guns, and they added a fourth elemental effect to God's leg, which works oddly. Pretty much when something's legged, other types of attacks hit or do more damage to it the next time it gets hit.
So it's essentially the Jarite from TF2.
Yes.
Okay.
Then, yeah, like, although I did find a new type of gun I like. Can't remember the name of the brand. It starts with a T. But the description was a bit odd at first.
That would be Tidiordor, I believe.
Pretty much what it says is, will explode like a grenade when you reload.
That seems unsafe.
Well, the whole thing is, when you reload, you literally chuck your gun at the enemies, and a new one pops in your hand.
I think the laws of physics would like a word with you.
No, I just call it the plus one gun of returning.
Yeah, okay, that could work.
This is Borderlands. They don't need logic.
I'm not going to argue with you there. That just seems odd. I would think you'd only do that move once. I mean,
well, I thought the same when I first chucked the gun at them, but when a new one materialized in my hand, I was okay with that brand.
It's like, well, I threw my weapon away and I got a new one. I guess it's easier than ever having to. Well, I'm trying to remember if Borderlands had maintenance on the weapons. I don't think they
No, I don't think they did. You just had to make sure you had ammo.
Is that what it... No, there was... They could jam more often if they started to get broken, though.
Like, good?
I think so. Unless I'm thinking of the wrong game. I'm almost certain they had a... They had... Not... I think I'm calling it the wrong thing. Oh, well.
Yeah, I can't remember.
It just seems to... I'm not going to repair the gun. I'm just going to throw it, let it explode, and get a new one.
So. Well, I just think they came up with a logical reason why in horror movies people throw their gun after emptying the clips at the bad monster.
I always thought they did that because it was heavy and they were panicking.
Well, now it's heavy, a pannikin, and it explodes.
Well, that's what happens if you reload incorrectly before you... Anyways. So you gave it a 50. I think that's pretty good. I may pick that up here a week or so. Yeah.
Again, if you like the first one, it's pretty much the same thing with polish, like I said.
I liked the single player in the first one. I had a hell of a time getting into the multiplayer on the first one.
Yeah, I think with the multiplayer, you have to pretty much find somebody that will be willing to sit there and play. Because I know when we tried to play, we were being dragged some.
Yeah, well, we had another couple of players who were way above us in level, so it was just kind of like, well, okay, I don't know what we're doing, but...
Yeah, normally the best thing is to, if you're going to play with somebody else, both make new characters and don't level or grind the character separately. There. nothing quite says fun like being 10 levels lower and wondering why you can't kill stuff.
That sounds about right. So.
So you were going to talk about Black Mesa?
Yeah, I've played a good bit in Black Mesa, which is weird. I don't normally spend a hell of a lot of time playing the games anymore, but or at least really just sitting down and playing one. But I don't know if it's a combination of nostalgia or the fact that it's just a really well-done shooter. Black Mesa, if you're not aware, is the free Half-Life 2 mod where the mod makers were recreating Half-Life 1. And this isn't Half-Life 1's source. It's not like they just sat down and ported the maps like Valve did. They're actually sitting there and remodeling all the way up the maps. And it's interesting what they've done, because some areas, it does feel like they directly copied the maps and retextured them and just kind of gave them a brush up. In other areas, I mean, it's completely, and I do mean completely, redone. Like Blast Pit is a good example of this. In the original Half-Life game, you know, Blast Pit was this, when you're running around the area where they're going to test the rocket, it was this huge environment. It was like underground. It didn't really seem to make much sense. But, you know, from a whole, from a civil engineering standpoint, it's like nobody would construct this. It's like the dungeons in Dungeons and Dragons or Daggerfall. If anyone ever played Daggerfall, it's like, it's like there's not enough physical space in the world for these things. But in the remake that the Black Mesa guys did, a lot of the areas actually make much more sense. Like the areas in the game before where it didn't really make much sense for the building to be constructed that way other than just to serve the purposes of the game. In Black Mesa Source, they made it look a lot more like what it was supposed to be, like a loading dock or whatever, and they would just have the areas you weren't supposed to go blocked. Like, there's a garage door there where there wasn't one in the original game. It was just a wall before. But it makes the world look a lot better, and it makes the area make more sense, and just, you know, for some reason, you can't get through that door. So, some of the redesigns make a lot of sense. Now, it could just be because I've played through the game before, but I tell you, a lot of areas of the game felt like you were moving through them much faster than in Half-Life 1, particularly the sewers and office complex felt much shorter than the original game. Now that might just be because, you know, I played through it before, so I was kind of going. And it could just be that in the redesign of the game, they ended up being shorter. There was a lot more detail in the redo. Again, Blast Pit is probably the best example of an area that really got a lot of good attention. The early on areas too look really, really good. A lot of the weapons, they updated them, but the mechanics are still pretty much the same. The soldiers, they did a very, very good job on redoing them. Everything's been revoiced, and they brought a lot of the game in line with Half-Life 2. Like the scientists who were supposed to represent Eli Vance and what's the other scientist's name? Dr. Kleiner. They've actually added them and then did a bunch of new models for different, different scientists and security guards and other characters in the game. And anything else, they're pretty much using direct ports of a lot of the Half-Life 2 stuff, especially a lot of the bad guys. But the revoicing of the soldiers was done quite well. They, they actually sound like soldiers as opposed to guys with vocoders. And the difficulty curve is interesting too. Like I said, the earlier areas of the game, I felt like I was getting through much, much faster. When I got to the part where you're essentially fighting your way through soldiers' surface tension, I felt like that was much harder. Actually, the soldiers are a lot more accurate. It feels like the guns do more damage. So, yeah, that felt harder than what I remembered in the old game. So
they sounds like they actually proved some of the.
Oh, flat out, Valve better go hire these guys. Just straight up. I mean, the mod's free. Go get it. It's worth your time. Yeah, it's a bit big of a torrent. Pull it down. It's a good mod. It is it's the original Half-Life game up to Lambda Complex. Now, I haven't gotten this far yet, but my understanding is they don't have Zen done yet. So they're going to release an update that adds Zen when they get it done. But I mean, I'm up to the Lambda Complex. I'm trying to get in. I'm in the part where you're running around inside the Lambda Complex. You know, starting up the generators and stuff like that. So, but that the mod guys obviously had a lot of fun with it. For example, one of the weapons you get about midway through the game is the bug shooter. I can't remember what it's actually called, but it shoots those little flies. It's the weapon the big juggernaut guys have when the alien juggernauts start warping in. You know the gun I'm talking about?
I actually never played the first Half-Life.
It's a good. Yeah, it's a bit dated at this point, but you should go back and play it. Should. Anyways, the bug gun. the first time you pick it up, in the first game, I don't remember this in the first game, but since the bug gun is essentially a little alien that shoots these bugs, they show you sticking your hand in it for the first time. And I can't remember if that's in the original game or not. I don't think it was. I would have remembered something like that, but him jamming his hand into that alien, it's just kind of like he's taking his hand up his ass. I mean, so that's pretty good. He will still tease the snarks with his finger. If you played the original game, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, stand around holding a snark for a bit. Snarks are the little alien rat-looking things. And just watch what he does. Teases the snark with his finger. But let's see. All the original weapons, of course, are there. The gravity gun is gone, and they even made it so you can't mod it back in. They, like, took the code out. And, but you still have puzzles where you have to move stuff around and stack stuff up. And they had fun with the fact that they've got a better physics engine now. So even if you've played the original game not too long ago, the remake is worth playing. They've changed enough that it is worth playing, and it's still a very good shooter. So, they pulled a lot of stuff from Half-Life 2 straight up, like a lot of the alien bad guys, the ones that, you know, were just updated for Half-Life 2, barnacles, head crabs. Stuff like that. They did redo the zombies, of course, because they wanted them to be, scientists and security guards. That, as far as I can tell, the only new bad guy they've added, they've updated the soldiers, and they've got a couple of different kinds of soldiers. Whereas I only remember seeing two before. Now they've got a handful of different kinds of soldiers, and I mean they're all the same. You know, they just look different. I think they're all technically the same class. But
just different skins.
Different skins, different models to kind of give them some uniqueness, stuff like that. Of course, they've added the security guard zombies, which that was well done. So, overall, for a free mod, I mean, I've already put a good, 4 hours into it. So, for a free mod of Half-Life 2, which if you don't have Half-Life 2, you can just go get the free copy of Team Fortress 2 and then install the mod, and you're good to go.
Nice.
So it is free, totally free. You have to get Team Fortress 2 or some other source-based game to install it, but again, I mean, that's free. So it's worth playing, and they have deathmatch mode. I haven't tried deathmatch yet, but it's probably going to be a direct port of Half-Life 1 because the speed of things, the damage things do, very much Half-Life 1. A lot of the areas you remember if you played through Half-Life 1 are still there. And like fighting the helicopter on the mountainside, that's still there. Not as they changed it up a little bit. So actually I had a harder time with it than I did in the original game. But because they used the Hunter Chopper from Half-Life 2 as a template for these helicopters. So the bullets did more damage. How about that? But it's very well done, very good mod, and I honestly think Valve needs to go hire these guys, which would not be out of character for Valve. They hire their mod makers all the time, so
yeah, which is definitely a good practice since these people definitely sound like they had passion to make this.
Well, the thing's been in production forever. So I think it's just they put the time into it to do it right. You know what I mean? Because they started it like almost immediately after Half-Life 2 came out, and they just now released it. So, it took them as long. It practically took them as long as Half-Life 2 took from Half-Life 1 for them to make this, but I'm probably exaggerating the time scale a little bit there, but you know what I mean. Yeah. So, it's Half-Life 1. It's done in the Half-Life 2 engine. They've done a great job on the models, on the rendering, especially the early parts of the map. You're really going to appreciate it. Once you get going, some areas, it kind of looks like they obviously just templated off the first game's map and updated the textures. But none of it looks like just... If you've played Half-Life Source, which is where they just redid Half-Life 1 and the Half-Life 2 engine, like they didn't update the maps or anything. It was all direct port, so it doesn't even look that different. It's not anything like that. I mean, it is a remake. It is a it is a HD remake. So, nice. Yeah, definitely worth pulling it down and putting a few hours into it, playing through it. And if you never played Half-Life 1, then
sounds like a good.
It's a good way to get it. Yeah.
Yeah, I just wasn't really into computers when Half-Life 1 was. Came out, so...
Well, I was into computers since I was, like, 5, so I can't really relate.
Yeah, everybody's different.
What? What is this blasphemy you're talking about? Everybody's different, my ass. Everybody's you're the same greedy, violent animals, so, you know.
Well, if you were the template that everybody else, it would be a lot better.
I'm not sure about that, actually.
The general IQ would be higher.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. How about that?
Alright. See, I think the only other thing I have is... was playing a little bit of, what is it? Civ 5 during the week. And by a little bit, I mean I probably sunk at least a day's worth of gaming into it. That's little for Civ, I'm assuming.
I've seen screenshots of people who've been playing the same Civ game since the game came out. So,
yeah. Pretty much all I really have to say for Civ 5, since I think you already reviewed it earlier, is... Civ 5, for being the first Civ I've played, definitely is a lot easier to get into than what I've heard of the other Civs. So definitely interesting if you've been wanting to try to get into it, but been overwhelmed with earlier games. So other than that, don't really have much else to say. So, gonna probably cut the show off here early.
Well, do you have any ideas? They need to do something funny and sort of lighthearted, isn't it? Hey, I'm a dwarf, I've been digging the hole.
Baby.
Baby, baby, oh.